Our thought today is this: breaking through. Breaking through. Now, dear friends, in the ministry, we travel quite a bit, and we go to several different places. And no doubt this may be something that you've been made aware of or something that you've noticed in your travels, but it seems as though most everywhere that you go, when there is a gathering of people in a waiting room, it seems as though that everyone seems to be focused. You might say, well, brother, how do you mean focused? Well, for the most part, when you go into a dentist office or a doctor's office and you're waiting to be called back, and you're sitting in a room where there are several people around you, if they're there for any amount of time, you will notice that a good majority of them are looking down at either an iPad or a smartphone or an Android, some communication device. That seems to be very commonplace now. Just recently, we were in a dentist office, and I walked in with that thought upon our heart. When I walked in, it was rather crowded, and every head there was bowed down. And as I sat there and as I observed all that was happening around me, I noticed that there were some that were happy, there were some that were stressed, some were very fearful. The emotions and the circumstances varied greatly. But it seemed as though they were in their own little world. Their own little world. And as I sat there and I looked for quite some time at that these that were around me, I thought, what's it going to take to break through? Now, I could have jumped up and hooped and hollered and done a lot of those crazy things, and I would say for the most part, most of them wouldn't even have looked up. They were so wrapped up in the things that was going on in their life, their focus seemed to be centered on just what I want. And as I thought about that, I thought about what is it going to take to break through. Some were happy, some were sad, and some were just striving to entertain themselves. And I thought about us today, how that many of us are focused on many things. We have worries, we have woes, we have heartache, we have pain, we have all types of things that is going on in our lives. And my thought was this: what's it going to take to break through? Dear friends, the Holy Spirit has led us to a passage of Scripture that we would like for you that have your Bibles with you today to turn with us to the book of 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. Lord willing, for the next few moments, the Holy Spirit would have us to focus upon 1 Kings chapter 19. Beginning there in verse number 10, and we will look down to verse number 14. Remember now, our thought today is this: breaking through. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. It was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because thou, children of Israel, have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away." Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this passage of Scripture, the Lord began to remind me of what it's going to take to break through in people's lives. For you see, dear friends, in our world today, there's so many distractions. There's so much in way of drawing that many people have lost their way. When the Lord led us to 1 Kings chapter 19, the Holy Spirit began to remind me of this man by the name of Elijah. How Elijah had lost his way. For you see, dear friends, the distractions that came in his life began to fall upon him in a tremendous way. For you see, dear friends, Jezebel, the queen, had a death wish for this man Elijah. And Elijah began to flee from the threat. And the Bible teaches us that he went to a place called Horeb, and they found refuge in a cave. I thought about that a great deal these days of late. I can tell you today, dear friends, we may run, but rest assured this, we cannot hide from God. For you see, dear friends, the Lord God Almighty, He knows where we're at, and He has a desire to break through all the things that are hindering us, all the things that are plaguing us and causing stress in our lives. And I focused upon that when we began to look here at 1 Kings chapter 19. Well, you see, dear friends, Elijah was in a bad way. There be many of you today that are here in the midst of the Lord in a bad way. Your thoughts, your heart may be far removed from the will of God. But I tell you today, the Lord God, who loves you and cares for you, has a desire to break through and to bring to you a joy that goes beyond all understanding. Rest assured this, dear friend, the Lord God Almighty has not a desire to cause you grief, but praise His glorious name. He wants peace in your life. And as I thought about Elijah, I thought about a man who had a great desire for peace, but it seemed as though peace had eluded him. You say, why, Brother Lynn? It was because of fear and circumstances in his life that got him, like many today, off track. We may be focused upon this and upon that, but I can tell you today, dear friends, if we're not focused upon God, we will find ourselves falling by the wayside. And now, hear this man of God who had served mightily for the cause of Jehovah, now found himself in what we would call between the rock and the hard place, hiding out in a cave, having a pity party, feeling sorry for himself. So many today are wallowing in self-pity. So many today are wallowing in the things that's going on in their life. And they're focused here, and they're focused there, and they're focused everywhere but where they need. If you will put God Almighty first and foremost in your life, you can rest assured that all the other things will fall into place. Oh, dear friends, when I thought about Elijah, I thought about the great triumphs that he had for the Lord, how that the Lord sustained him at Cherith and took him to Zarephath and brought him before the prophets of Baal and brought great and glorious victories. And now we see because of a threat, because things didn't go in accordance to his way of thinking, he found himself distraught and spiritually in a bad way. I tell you today, dear friends, the old devil has a desire to trip you up and to cause pain and suffering in your life. And I can tell you today, on the authority of God's living, breathing, precious word, he has a desire to break through and to lift you up and to bring you, praise God, where you need to be. Oh, dear friends, the Lord was in the midst of Elijah. And the Bible teaches us in 1 Kings chapter 19 that the Lord came to him and began to minister with him. And Elijah started out in verse number 10 saying, and he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. When you look there at verse 14 of 1 Kings 19, notice what he says. And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. You see, dear friends, he was consumed about the things that was going on in his life. He was consumed. He was consumed with the things he had taken part in. He was distracted because his heart was heavy and it longed for something more. I tell you today, dear friends, if your heart is heavy and you're longing for a better way, you can look to God Almighty and he will bless you. He will help you. He will stir you. He will compel you to do his divine will. Oh, dear friends, I thought about Elijah and his state, and I thought about some of us in our state of mind today. We're so focused, we're so concentrated on the worries, the woes, and the problems of our lives, we seem to forget everything else that's around us. Well, the Bible says that there was a great earthquake, but God was not in it. The Bible tells us that there was fire, but God was not in it. You say, Brother Lynn, did these distract Elijah? No, he paid them no mind. But I tell you, what moved him is what today can move us. You say, what is that? I tell you, friends, it's that still small voice from the Lord. Oh, I tell you, here Elijah was sitting in that cave having a pity party, feeling sorry for himself. We began to focus upon that much these last few days. Well, you see, dear friends, he was distracted. He had lost his heart and his mindset for the Lord. And we find ourselves sometimes in that state of mind. We sometimes find ourselves in that place. You say, Brother Lynn, what can happen in our lives? Well, the same thing can happen in our lives that happened in Elijah's life. The Word of God can come to us. It can stir us. It can move us. It can compel us. And that's what happened here in 1 Kings chapter 19. For when old Elijah, when he heard that still small voice, the Bible says that he wrapped his face in a mantle and praised God. All things changed. I tell you today, friends, if you will focus upon the Word of God, if you will hear, if you will heed and commit and submit, I tell you, all things will change in your life. Oh, dear friends, I thought about that. because you see, Elijah felt, as many of us have, at one time or another, Elijah felt as though he was the only one left. He had said, God, I've been jealous for you. God, I have done much in way of works, but the children of Israel has cast down, they've thrown down everything that we've built. And oh Lord, I feel as though I'm just the only one. I'm just a lone wolf in this world of heartache and pain. And you see, dear friends, when we get in that fix, it seems as though that the devil can have a field day in our lives. But I can tell you today, the Lord God Almighty, who loves us and cares for us, has a desire to break through, to bring joy, and to bring peace, and to bring happiness. He didn't go in that cave. He didn't shake Elijah. He didn't scream at Elijah. He didn't do all these things to get his attention the way we think that he might. But what the Lord did was something kind. It was compassionate, and it was loving. He came to the man of faith. He came to the prophet of God with a still, caring, small voice. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord speaks to your heart, when the Lord talks to you, when the Lord blesses you, when the Lord has a desire for you, my prayer is today that we will heed to that voice, that we will surrender to His will and put His will before our will, and let us not have the mindset to be focused, to be centered on the things of the world, but let us lift their heads from looking down and praise God, look up. The Bible says, Psalms 121 and verse 1 and 2, I lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. When that still small voice came to Elijah, praise God, you know what he did? He looked up. We need to look up. Because you see, dear friends, it's that still small voice that breaks through. It was not the noise. It was not the commotion. It was not the natural elements that was around Elijah that made a difference. It was not the very fact that he was a prophet of God. But what made a difference in Elijah's life is what makes a difference in our lives. Small voice from the Lord. It broke through. It broke through. And oh, dear friends, rest assured of this. If it broke through then, it'll break through today. You may be here today distracted. You may be here today focused on everything but the right thing. You may be here today with so much on your heart that it seems as though that you're at the breaking point. You may be here today and the worries and the woes of life have consumed you. You may be here today and you ain't had a good night's sleep and you don't know when. There may be so much going on in your life that you want to throw your hands up and say, I just don't know what to do. I think about old Elijah. He was there at that cave at Horeb for quite some time. I sometimes think of him like I do myself. He probably paced the floor. He probably worried a little bit. He probably cried a little bit. He probably analyzed. He probably scrutinized. He probably thought it through a gazillion times, all that was going on in his life. And the Lord, the one who is our present help in time of trouble, was there. No doubt. No doubt. Elijah may have thought to himself, what is it going to take for me to get out of this fix? I've run. I've hid. I've done all I can do. Now I'm ready just to throw in the towel. But the Bible tells us here in 1 Kings chapter 19, the Bible says, and after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Now notice here, and it was so. When Elijah heard it, when Elijah heard that still small voice, there was a reaction. He began to do something. His hard, crusty, troubled heart began to soften, and things began to change. And he took his mantle. He took that garment that was around his shoulders. And no doubt, he wrapped it in his face in agony and joy and happiness. All the emotions came forth. And you know what happened? He began to move. That once despondent prophet of God now began to react. And the Lord began to work with him. And the Lord began to have dialogue with him. And the Lord began to restore a relationship with him. And things began to change in his life. Yes, Jezebel still wanted him dead. Yes, he was still in a cold, out, dirty cave. But things around him began to change because he listened to the Word of God. That voice from God changed everything. And the Bible tells us here in 1 Kings chapter 19, the Lord told him something. When he thought that he was the only one left, the Lord said in verse 18, yea, I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. You know what he said to Elijah? You ain't in this alone. You ain't the only one that's suffering and got problems. And my desire to break through to you, I have a desire to break through all of them who seem to be entrapped and enslaved. Listen, dear friends, the same Lord that touched Elijah's life is the same Lord that desires to touch your life and my life. Not with an earthquake, not with a fire, not with something spectacular, but with a still, small, that voice made all the difference. That voice changed everything. Simply because he heard and he heeded. Now, if the Lord is speaking to you today, it is our prayer that we heed to what thus saith the Lord God Almighty. Let us not be focused on the worries and the woes that are plaguing us, but let us focus upon the one who desires to break through. Because listen, when we surrender to him, he'll take care of all the rest. But if you and I will continue our wayward trek, we will find ourselves in oblivion and in spiritual ruin. I thought about the psalmist. Notice what the psalmist tells us in Psalms 46 and verse number 10. The psalmist writes, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." You know something? God had a desire for Elijah to exalt him. God has a desire for us to exalt him. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, I need to do that. I want to do that. I'll do it when I get this done. I get that done. I get this figured out." Dear friends, if you wait till the time is right, you'll never do it. But if you will heed, when you hear, all will change. You know something? What seemed to be against Elijah, what seemed oppressive and so overwhelming in his life, when he heard that still small voice, you know something? That leveled the playing field. Yes, he was still the most wanted man in the land. Yes, he was the number one enemy of the government. Yes, they still wanted him dead. But you know what he did? He rose, and the Lord dusted him off, and he went to the mouth of that cave. And the Bible teaches us that he would go on, and he would find a young man by the name of Elisha, and Elisha would minister with him. God had plans. God had a purpose. But Elijah, like we have to listen to that still, small voice. Sitting in that dentist's office that day, looking around, and everybody focused on their phones and on their tablets. And you say, "Brother Lynn, are you condemning them?" No, I'm part of that class too. That was just today. I think my battery was running low, and I was afraid somebody might call me. When I thought about that, I thought about how God has a desire for us to take that same effort, that same motivation, that same concentration, and direct it toward Him. I got a report today, this morning, that I was on this thing an average of 2 hours and 30-some minutes a day last week. Some days it's more, some days it's less. And I stood back there in my study and I was praying and I was reading scriptures this morning and thinking about a lot of different passages of scripture. And that little report came up, and now Holy Spirit reminds me, I might spend 2 hours and 30 minutes on this a day. Do I spend 2 hours and 30 minutes with God a day? Now, I hear that still small voice. And you hear that still small voice. Every blood-bought believer hears that still small voice. But the key, Brother Bob, sometimes we don't listen to that still small voice. Go to that dentist's office, and them people sitting there on that phone, I could have said anything in the world to them, and they would have heard a word I said. All it would have been is just noise. Sometimes the Lord is talking, and He's speaking till He's almost spiritually blue in the face. And to us, because of our distractions and our mindsets, it's just noise. But thank God. Thank God for the moments when we hear and praise His name in the times that we heed. Because all things change then. I believe that when Elijah got to the mouth of that cave with that refreshed spirit And the Lord had told him that he had 7,000 that had not bowed a knee to Baal. I believe he had a fresh perspective, a new direction, a divine purpose that he desired to fulfill. And the fear that he had with Jezebel had subsided. Because, see, he was going now for a higher purpose. Dear friends, God has a desire and a high purpose for us. Let us not only hear, but let us heed to the divine, still small voice of our God Almighty, who has a desire to break through. Let's stand to our feet.